The last thing we were talking about yesterday, and it was the last thing, but the last thing in the segment of the Gemara was Kikach Ishisha Avalai Kisikach and the Ran. To understand the Ran, I have to be Magdim, a bit of Agdama, which I suppose we all know, but nevertheless it has to be expressed. And that has to do with the concept of Eidus by Kiddushin. As you know, by Kiddushin you need Eidus. Every Chasen Yirat you see the Eide Kiddushin. The concept of Eidus by Kiddushin, or by Gittin for that matter, is not the same as the concept of Eidus B'chol HaTorah Kula. It's not the same idea. Past we use the expression of that there's something called Eidus Levrure and Eidus Lekiyume. Eidus Levrure, Eidus to be Mevarer, is your typical case of Eidus. You do a business deal, you have two Eidim, they sign the document, they say witness that it happened. That's Eidus Levrure. Those are Eidus that are being Mevarer that something took place. Eidus Levrure. And that's your typical Eidus, that's the Eidus of Dinei Nefashis. Two Eidim come in, they say that Reuven's a Ritzeach. It's Eidus Levrure. That means the Eidus are there to be Mevarer, just to tell you what happened. You don't know what took place. Through Eidim, two Eidim are Mevarer, what happened. The Torah is Mechadesh by Gittin and Kiddushin, the concept of Eidus Lekiyume. Eidus Lekiyume means that the Eidus are not just there to tell you what happened. The Eidim are there because if they wouldn't be there, it would not be a Kiddushin. It wouldn't be a get. Eidus Lekiyume are Eidim that are ma'akiv, they're mekayim, Lekiyume, Lashon Kiyum, they're mekayim what happened. If a man goes over to a woman, and he writes up a get, and he gives it to her, and he says it happened, and she says it happened, everyone agrees it happened, it's still not a get. Why isn't it a get? Is it because we don't believe them? Not because we don't believe them. It's because the Torah requires Eidim in order for a get to be a get, or in order for a Kedushin to be a Kedushin. If a man is in a room, there are no witnesses with a woman, and he takes out a ring and he says, "Hurry up, Mekudesh, just leave it to Bazukadas Mesh of Yisrael," and he gives it to her, and there are no Eidim at all, it's not a Kedushin. Even though he knows it happened, and she knows it happened, and we're not doubting them. But it doesn't matter, because Kedushin without Eidus is not a Kedushin. Gittin without Eidus is not a Gittin. The Eidim in these things make the thing happen. Just like in order to get married, you need a husband and a wife. So you need a husband, a wife, and two Eidims. Beside the Kedushin, you don't need Eidim, you need. The Eidim, beside the Kedushin, could be a Freya Yid also. The Eidim have to be from you. If you don't have from Kosher Eidim, then the Kedushin is not a Kedushin. That's the concept of Eidus Lekiyume, which I suppose you've all been exposed to in the past. And it's a very basic thing that a Davar She'Be'Erva, something, a Davar She'Be'Erva, Kedushin Gittin, needs Eidus Lekiyume. That's less mandapalik, that's the basic concept of Eidim. Eidim Kedushin, Eidim Gittin, that is a totally different Eidus and Kolatar. Now, once we understand that there's a concept of Eidus Lekiyume, now, first of all, the question, before we go back, the question is, how do you know there's such a thing as Eidus Lekiyume? How do we know? How do we know? The Gemara later, on the Samachay Amid Beis, learns that you need two Eidus by Kiddushin from a hekish, a davar davar from mammon, from dinei mammonis. So, the truth is, it needs a hesber. If by dinei mammonis, all you need is edus levrure. So, how come by dinei gittin v'kedushi you need edus l'kiyume? Why? There's no question it is that way. The question is why. The Stipler in Siman Mem Zayin, which goes on Daf Samach Hei, brings two hesberim into why it is that Kedusha needs Eidus L'Kiyumei. Brings a hesber of a Ketzais and a hesber of a Yeshua. Yeah. Where a Chazal, the indication is. It's a Gemara that says, "You mekash b'fnei eid echad ein chayshin l'kiddushin." I suppose that that's the makar. It may be earlier makar in Mishnah somewhere. That may be the makar. The mammon doesn't need two edim to be chal. If I sell you something, there are no edim in the room. And I sell you something, we do a kinyan. Kinyan's chal, it's sold. If I don't deny it, you don't deny it, what do we need edim for? Right? People are always doing business deals locked up with edim. So the chalois of the business deal is chal with that edim. And yet, by Kedushin, it's not chal without Eidim. Why? Why should it be that way? So the Ketzais Hesber is that really, by Mammon, it would also be a din that you need Eidus L'Kiyumei. Except, that by Mammon there's a din of Haidoas Bal Din Kamei Eidim Dam. There's a Chiddush din. By Eidim we learn out of a Pasuk, Shayyim Arki Uzeh, a Pasuk, that if someone is Maida, Haidoas Bal Din Kamei Eidim Dam. If you're Maida in Mammon is, it's like Mei Eidim. And that's Mseris HaKosuf by Mammon. So since by Mammon there's a Mseris HaKosuf Haidoas Bal Din Kamei Eidim, so Mamela, it comes out that you don't need the Eidus L'Kiyume because he could be Mekayim in himself. He's there B'Shas Maisa. And he's the Kiyum. He's saying that it took place. So he himself is the Eidus L'Kiyume. Because he does Babin, Kamei Eidim Dam. By Kedushin and by Gittin. But there's no rule of Haidus Babin, Kamei Eidim Dami. Mamela, you need a dislocation. Good. Okay, one second. You hear the first of all the hesber of the Ketzais. The Ketzais says that really you would always need Adis to make something bichal. But by Mammon is a Gzeres HaKosov of Haidos Badin Kamei Adim Dami. Since I dos baldin kamei eidim dami, so therefore I dos baldin kamei eidim dami makes that you could be your own eid l'kiyume. If your might that happens, so you don't need eidus. Why we don't say I dos baldin kamei eidim? The gzeres hakosav I dos baldin kamei eidim dami is not in the parsha of al pishnei eidim yakim dami. It's a different parsha. There's a hekesh to kedusha. Haidos Badin, we learn out of the parsha of Maida B'Mitzas. It says, Ashiyai Mark, he was that. If you're Maida B'Mitzas, well, what's a Maida B'Mitzas? Haidos said, if someone is Maida, is believed. So it doesn't say by the parsha of Kedushin. The Hekish to Kedushin is only Tafi Shnei Adam Yachim Davar, which is two other Eidos. The Din of Haidos Badin, doesn't say by Kedushin, it says by Mammon, and there is no Hekish. So the Maisai remain that by Mammon, where Haidos Badin Kameya Eidim Dami, so the Eidus is only needed Levrure. But by Kedushin, Any davar sheba erva, you need eidus l'kiyum. You're right. Well, what comes out from this Ketzais? What comes out? What does the Ketzais say? What would be the Svarah she'd say now if there was no Xeris HaKasis? And you need aid. The Ketzais is assuming there would be no Xeris HaKasis of Nadar's Valdez. Ketzais is assuming that the Svarah she'd say in the stomach, I would say, all Aedis is Aedis for Kiyum. What's the Svarah to that? What? So Chiddush, the Ketzais is saying that we're enough exerts across the Bavidah so they can aid in Bavi. If you and I would be in a room together, no one else, and I would sell you my property and we do a Kenyan, that wouldn't be found. Good at it. Over there, meaning mom. So you explain why over there it's not like this. So I would have said if my mom is not like this, because why should it be? So he says no. My mom is Svari is you need Eidus L'Kiyum. Comes along, there's a process that does well. But this the Ketzais holds that as far as you'd say now, I would say you need Eidus L'Kiyum. Certainly needs a Hesper. And the Xeris HaKasa Vedas Baldin says, my mom, you don't need it. The Megla Vedava Shabara, but you do need it.
Yachum.
Maybe Elashim Yachum is Ikea. Apishne Yachum Davar. So maybe you would tie to Yachum Davar that they make the thing happen. If they make it happen, Apishne Eidem Yachum Davar. I'm not going to ask you about a loan. If I lend you money not in front of Aiden, you don't owe me any money? Is that what I would have having me to say? But the Shneid my Yochum Dava. Maybe loans are different. But by Mechira. It would be a svara to say that the Shneid is Yochum Dava. The two Aiden make the Mechira happen. So it's not a svara. You're not saying it's a svara. You're saying it's a kosev. I would have said it's a svara kosev Yochum Dava. But you're not saying it's a svara. Maybe it's a svara kosev. Okay. Well, he's not saying the drush is them, is he? Just saying it's lafuke the drush. Maybe. It'd be nice if we had some svara for the concept of Eidus L'Kiyum. But this is the Ketzais Mahalach, yeah. Right. Why should that be?
That
every time you know, the Eidus L'Kiyum is they're really what they're really doing is they're really
what
they're doing. Why? Because
if no one explains what really happened,
some people are constantly coming to us and explain. So it's true. So therefore, it's a good idea to have Eidus L'Kiyum. But who says?
No. So then it just makes
them. Then
they get
able to do things. And most people who get together, they have an agreement, they stick to their agreement, so they made a kingdom. So there's a svara of Eistois that if, Eistois holds that there's a svara that if you were no Eidim and I sold you something between me and you, it'd be a svara that it's not chal.
What do you need
Eidim
for?
Like Ivri Sadi, Allah Shakri. The Torah gave a parasha of Eidim for Mishakim. It's an assurance against Mishakim. But to say that without it it's not Chal B'Chal, it's a Chiddush. Once you say that maybe there's not a full Gemiras Das, the person knows the other person can deny it. So without Eidim, it's not a complete Gemiras Das to sell it. Maybe there's an option. But anyway, this is the Ketzais' approach. The Ketzais learns again that Pashtus Eudid Eidus L'Kiyume, then Sakasav comes along and it says that Hadas Bal Dekame Eidim, everywhere else you need Eidus L'Kiyume. You ask Mishav Yanashi, hold on. Pnei Yeshua takes the other approach. Pnei Yeshua says, no. really should need this when two people do something, the buyer and the seller, and it's negeya just to them. Who else is negeya to? It's basically negeya just to the two of them. So if I make a deal with you, it's negeya between me and you. So we don't need edus l'kiyume. What do I need edus l'kiyume? If I'm willing to trust you, I'm willing to sell to you without edim. So I'm taking my chances. So I'm entitled to do that. There's no reason that you should need edus. By a dava shebe'erva, the inyan of dava shebe'erva is such that it's negeya to the whole world. The tahira of Yichus and Klal Yisrael, they get to everybody. Is this woman an Eishes Ish or is she not an Eishes Ish? A man or a woman can't come to Beis Din and say, listen, I gave her a get between me and her, and she's free to the world. It's not just between you and her. It's the geya to the whole Seder and Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has to know that we have Yichus and Klal Yisrael. We have to know that a woman is Eishes Ish or she became an Eishes Ish. So the Pnei Yeshua, it's a svara that a dava shebe'erva should need edus l'kiyume. It's a push to svara that even though mamin, the svara is, you don't need edus l'kiyume. But that's because mamin is between me and you. Me and you, we have a business deal, me and you. It might agav, you could figure out cases where it has a ramification on shibudim or other people. But basically, a business deal is between me and you. So we're believed without edim. But Sha'en came with the Torah, where you have given the Kiddush and get to everybody. Sometimes they get to everybody. There, the Torah requires Eidus L'Kiyume because we have to know independently of the two of you that it took place. Well, if you require Eidus L'Vure and you say that without Eidus L'Vure it's Nachal, so that's Eidus L'Kiyume really. So, say sure holds that's a svara. Because we have svara, that without edus, it doesn't make sense that kedusha should work without edus. I told you once that at least the chashamish patikadim, right? This already have an ezer. We have a right to explain. When we say tami amitzvus, we're talking about ben adam lamokim tikah things. Ben olma chazeira, Chazal always say svara. Well, the Torah said you need Eidus. We're understanding that din to mean Eidus Lekiyum. Second to Chiddush too. Say Afi Svara, you need Eidus Lekiyum. Maybe. But at Al Kopanim, the Pnei Yeshua and the Ketzai, so they have sort of opposite approach. Pnei Yeshua says it's a Svara, and it's a Svara Dafka by Kiddushin. Hashem Ken the Ketzai, who said that Eidus L'Kiyume would be a Svara even by Mormon. Svara Ketzai, not just by Mormon. That's a possible. Yes, to know that it's 2 Eid. How many Eid? 2 Eid. This is where the whole discussion comes in. This is where it becomes the issue is, if we say this Eidus L'Kiyume, how much of the knowledge do the Eidim have to know? How much, what in the Maisa Kedushin is a Dabba Shabarabah that the Eidim have to know? Lamosh. I mentioned this to you yesterday. Let's say the Eidim go, they see a man give Kedushin to a woman. And they don't know, maybe they're relatives. Maybe it's a brother and a sister. They never met them before, they don't know them. Maybe it's a brother and a sister. Maybe she's not an Eishes Ish. Do Eidim have to know that she's not an Eishes Ish, that she's not a relative? So it's clear that they don't have to know. It's clear that they only have to be Eidus on the Dava Shebe'erva, on the Maisa Kedusha. When we say Eidus L'Kiyume, we don't require knowledge of all the side possible issues that might exist in the world. That's not necessary. What's necessary is the Dovah Shebarva, which means the Maisa Kedushin itself. If there are side issues, so we'll worry about the side issues later. It'll be a separate, there'll be something that Bezalel has to decide. Some will say, their brother and sister, what kind of Kedushin is it? So Bezalel will have to figure out it's a brother and sister. But that's not the Eidus L'Kiyume. Eidus L'Kiyume is on the Maisa Kedushin, and that's it. Any side conditions of the Maisa Kedushin that they don't have to know, Bezin has to be Merav. And that's why by a Tanai, let's say a man is Mekadosh a woman al Minos, that whatever, he'll give her a gift tomorrow. The Eidus L'Kiyume, those two Eidim, they don't have to see the giving tomorrow. They have to see the Maisa Kedushin. Tonight they come into Bez and they say, Klara Edis. He gave a Kedushin on the condition that tomorrow he's going to give her a gift. But now Bez has to know, did he give her a gift the next day? So Bez will be Mevar, however they'll be Mevar. The Maisa will have to be Mevar with Edim anyway to know what happened. But that's not the Edis L'Kiyume of the Kedushin. Edis L'Kiyume is on the Maisa Kedushin, is on the act of the Kedushin itself. The Avni Meluim and Reb Shimon who argue about Das HaIsha, they are arguing whether Edim have to know if the woman wanted the Kedushin or not. Everyone is Maida, Edim have to know that the man meant to be Mekadosh. If the Edim somehow couldn't tell what was going on in the man's mind, if he meant Kedushin or not, it's a certain Eidus L'Kiyume. Because the man's das to be Mekadosh the woman is a part of the Maisa Kedushin. Ki Yikach. The man has to take with him. So the Ki Yikach, the man's das, everyone agrees. Eidim have to know. Eidim have to be able to see it. You have a case with the Eidim who say he couldn't tell what he meant. Couldn't tell what was his intention. So it's Eis Kedushin, even if he says he meant it. Because it's missing in Eidus L'Kiyume. The man's das. The woman's das. What about the woman's das? Is the woman's das a part of the Maisa Kedushin or not? Now, I agree that a woman has to want the Kedushin. The question is that a chalik of the Kedushin, of the Maisa Kedushin? The woman's willingness. Or is that just like as I think of Tanai, just like she can be a relative, it's like a side condition. So what should it be? The woman's das, pashtas, the woman's das, I would say, is part of the Kedushin. Or svara, pashtas, svara, say, look, he has to want, she has to want. Dabni Meluim learns into the Rad that ki yikach, v'loi ki sikach, tells us that the woman's das is not a part of the Maisa Kedushin. The woman's das to be married, to agree to be married, that's not a chelik in the Kedushin. The woman is passive in the Kedushin. She mishavya nafsha kehefker. She makes herself like a person who's hefker. And the hard das is not a part of the Maisa Kedushin. And although Bezdin will have to figure out her das, the Eidim don't have to see her das. That's what the Avni Meluim holds. And the Beis HaLevi holds the same way. The Beis HaLevi is in Chela Gimel, Simen Tez Zayin. That the woman's das is not a part of the Maisa Kedushin. And Rav Shimon disagrees. Now, Rav Shimon in Simen Aleph mentions this, but he says it much more clearly in the Shari Yashir, in Shar Zayin, Perek Yud Beis, the second paragraph, Dibur HaMasal Omnom. And I just would like to read you part of the Lashon. I know a lot of us are afraid of the Shari Yashir because very often the Lashon is difficult. Very clever words. He brings the Avni Meluim in the first paragraph. He says, "Omnam biikar adavar, nashakasa wa Avni Meluim lachadesh al pi divrei harav." This Rishtavi Meluim said a chiddush al pi harav. Shema sheha isha misayas bekidushin ein oy nechshev kedav sheberva ve'ein tzarech edim l'kiyam adavah. That's what Avni Malul is saying. Very clear words. Masha isha misayas bekidushin. Whatever part the isha has in the kedushin, ein oy nechshev kedav sheberva ve'ein tzarech edim l'kiyam adavah. It's not a davar sheberva. They tzarich edim l'kiyam adavah. You don't need edim to be mekayim. So that's what the Avni Malulim says. So Rav Shimon, he disagrees. Rav Shimon disagrees with it. And he says, no, the woman's das is part of it. And talk about some of his rayas. And he disagrees. And the way he shtels avek the two tzadim, just listen to the language. Ma inyin zeh she'isa isha mechadeshes ayidei haskamasa. What is the thing that the woman does when she agrees to get married? Im zeh rak kerotin hamitzdarev v'nichusa ba'alma. It's just she's nicha, she's fine with it. She doesn't do anything, which is the way that Avni Malulim learns. Ayu inyin ha'payel u'mechadesh inyin chadash. Or is it a davar ha'payel u'mechadesh inyin chadash? Some that two zayif in the kedushin, which is the way of Shimon, is mitzadim. So they're arguing about this. Let me give you an example of a nafkamina. Nafkamina always makes things clear. I'll give you a very simple nafkamina. Rashi in the Mishnah said that when you give a woman a shtar, kosev la lanayar, Hariyama Kudeshesli. And Rashi said, you don't have to say Hariyama Kudeshesli. And when we went to Rashi, I told you we'd get back to it. Rashi said, by Kedusha Shtar, all you need is to write Hariyama Kudeshesli, and the Shtar you give the woman. You don't have to say Hariyama Kudeshesli. So let me ask you. A man goes, he's Mekadesh a woman, he walks over to her, he doesn't necessarily write it now, could have written it last night. He comes in with a shtar and he gives it to the woman. How do the Eidim know his intention? How do they know that he means Kedushin? He's not saying a word. So the Hamakna says, Ksiva Kedibur Dami. The fact that he wrote it, or that he comes with a written paper, it shows his das. The paper says Hariyama Kedeshesli, it shows his das. What about her? She didn't write it. She gets a piece of paper. How do you know that she's thinking about Kedushin? Ring, he has to say Hariyama Kedeshesli. So if she takes it, she knows the deal. He's saying Hariyama Kedeshesli. And if you hold Shtar, you also say Hariyama Kedeshesli, I would have no problem. You say it. But if you don't say it, so how do you know what's going through her mind when she gets the shtar? She reads it after she takes it or before? I guess it could be matchik that Rashi means she'll read it before she gets it.
And
they don't have to see, otherwise it'll be a problem. If they don't know the dasa, it should be a problem. And the Avnei Malon is saying that they'll see what it says. Before he gives it over, I guess you could say in Rashi the same thing, that it's, that she has to know what it says in the shtar, and the Edom have to see that she knows what it says in the shtar. He has to unroll it, show it to her. You can let him shut that one. But like the Avnei Malulim, it's very gishmak, because according to the Avnei Malulim, he certainly knows what it says in the shtar. He wrote it, or he had someone write it for him. She has to know it's Kedushin. Otherwise it's not a Kedushin. But the Eidim don't have to see that. There's no requirement that the Eidim see it. If he'll give her Shtar, the Eidim, assuming they know what the paper is, they know it's the paper of Kedushin, they see his Das. Her Das, it's not the Eidim's business. It's not the Eidim. You want to know her Das, we're trying to figure out her Das. But we don't need that. So that would it would fit well that by shtar you don't need an amira, because it's not him. You have another piece of paper, mitzad har. You know, they don't have to see it. Well, what's the chelak of the kedusha? So her haskama, because her haskama is not part of the ma'aseh kedusha. Without, no, I would phrase it differently. With her objection, it's not a ma'aseh kedusha.
I mean,
she says, let's say she's the Galat Das, I don't care, you want to marry me, marry me.
No,
they'll be fine. She has no clue. The truth is, if she has no clue, Rav Shimon writes, the light the Avni Maluim, if she has no clue, it should come out. We should have to judge Yichusa. We should have to try to figure out would she have wanted it or wouldn't she have wanted it. But they don't have to be like the Avni Maluim. It's not. What we're saying is, according to the Avni Maluim, her wanting is not even required. She has to just not object. She has to let it. She mishavia nafshika hefker. Mishavia nafshika hefker, when you make something hefker, you don't care who picks it up. So all you need from her, she says, but that's not part of the ma'aseh kedusha. The shavi nashka hefker means she has to not put any ikuvim in the way of kedusha. She's not a payeles. She doesn't do anything in the kedusha. She's not someone who's payel. She has to not put objections in the way, and that's all. That's all you need. Kiyikach, it's totally his ma'aseh kicha. It's not a svara they don't have to know that she wants, if we don't really need that she should want. We just need that she shouldn't object. So we don't really think that she wants. Well, her objection would be just like her being a relative, just like her being previously married. It's a side equal of which could be ma'akid. It's not the kedusha. It's something that it's a possible equal. It's not the ma'aseh kedusha. Which, yes. Yeah, Rashi on the Ran says, and some of you have pointed it out, I don't suspect you always learn Rashi on the Ran. Someone probably pointed it out to you, right? You always learned around with Rashi? Okay, Rashi on the Rif, on the side of the Rif, Rashi says, Vayimereskein. Rashi there says that you need to say Kedusha Shtar. I learned Kedushin by Rebel Yechazan in 75 or so, my first year in the Beis Medrash. I learned Kedushin. The first year, you learned the Rashi. Rashi says, you don't have to say, and he showed us Rashi in the Rif. It's a Stephen Rashi. Rashi there says you have to say. The room was quiet for a minute. So then he laughed. He had a litvisha laugh. He was very. He laughed and he said, "I fooled you." Rashi on the Ran is not Rashi. The person whoever wrote the Pirish on the side of the Rif, that's called Rashi. So that's not Rashi. Someone wrote it based on Rashi. It's a funny thing. You know, if you look at the Gemara, it doesn't say Rashi on top of the column, right? If you look in the Rif, it says Rashi on top of the column. It's kind of funny. When it's not Rashi, it says Rashi. And if you ever learn Nedarim, it's the same thing. Every Masechta doesn't say Rashi on top of the page, except in Nedarim. Masechta Nedarim, it says Rashi on the top, and in Nedarim, Rashi is not Rashi. It's like a conspiracy. It's a funny thing. But at any rate, alright, so getting back to where we're at. We have Machlekes Avni Maluim and Reb Shimon. Who's a bigger chiddush? Who's a bigger chiddush between the two? Huh? Avni Maluim clearly is saying a tremendous chiddush. The truth is, it's not the Avni Maluim, it's the Ran. The Ran uses such a lashon that Mishavya Nafsha Kehefker, that's a pretty strong lashon, that she's not a payeles in the Maisa Kedushin at all. Shavi and Ashikar. But Davni Meluim says this Kiddush that in the Beis Halevi that Eidim don't have to know the Das Ish. All they have to know is the Das Ish and the Maisa Kedushin, and whatever we're going to define as part of the Maisa Kedushin as we go through the Perek, do they have to know it's worth a pruta? We're going to say they do have to know it's worth a pruta. Alright, so obviously somehow that's part of the Maisa Kedushin. But whatever Eidim have to know is what Eidim have to know is the Dovah Shebe'er. Everything else is no din of Eidim's Lekiyame. The main raya that the Avni Meluim and the Beis Halevi bring is from a Gemara on Nun Amid Aleph. It's actually only a Havamin in the Gemara, but nevertheless, the Gemara has a Svara. A man was Mekadesh Isha with a Tanai that was for her benefit. Let's say he made Mekadesh Isha on the Tanai that tomorrow he'll give her $100. And then he didn't give her $100 tomorrow. And the woman tells Beis Din that when he gave me the Kedushin, they said, I'm enough, $100, I really had in mind that even if I don't get the 100, I want to be married to him anyway. She says that she was mecheles on the Tanai Meikara. The time she got the Kedushin, she really was mecheles ala Tanai. She didn't care. So the Gemara on Nun Amid Aleph has a svara that it should be a good Kedushin. It should be a good Kedushin. Even though they didn't saw a Kedushin with the Tanai. They didn't see that she's masculine without the Tanai. And I felt PK. It's a good Kedushin. Now, to know that the man was willing to do it without the Tanai, that's an Anzadi. If the deal is, I'll marry you, I'm an us, I give you $100, so Kolshken, he was happy to be married without getting $100. But the woman, so the Gemara has such a Svara that it should be a good Kedushin. So the Avni Meluim, we see klar that it can be done. Do we believe it? Don't we believe it? But one thing is clear. Eidim don't have to see the Das Ish. From that Gemara, it's a pretty strong raya that Eidim do not have to see the Das Ish. So Lamaisa, this is the Machlaikis, the Avni Meluim and the Beis Halevi on one side, and Rav Shimon on the other side. But typically, when we have the Shariyesha arguing with the Avni Meluim, I think typically Rav Shimon is saying the bigger Chiddush. Here it seems that in Svara, I don't know, maybe because we're Americans and we want to be fair, the man's das is important, the Isha's das is important. I think in Svara, to most of us, the Rav Shimon would be more, but Yitz Hashem, we're going to come back to it. Now, one before we stop, the next sugi of Zeroyim, we're going to start on Sunday. I just wanted to just tell you a little Aleph days beforehand, just because I know it's confusing some of you. Just you all know that if you plant a tree, first 3 years the peiros are also because of the issur called arla. Arla is nayig in Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlaretz too. People don't know it. It's nayig in Chutzlaretz by goyim's trees, by yidden's trees. If you have a neighbor who planted some kind of tree and it gives you fruit from the tree, even a guy, first 3 years the fruit is also asur b'hano. It's one of the few. Today we have very few issurei hano. We don't have a Zariz, we don't have any dachas, even real basa b'chalof put together we don't much have, and arla is even asa b'hanna. It's asa hanna on arla. If you have an arla tree in your backyard, the papers have to rot. You can't give it to a guy. That, no question. The fourth year, the papers are called revai. The fourth year, the papers of the fourth year, they have a din like Maisa Sheni. You have to be eaten Yerushalayim, or you could be paidit. There's a machlaikis tanoim. If this din of revai, fourth year, applies to all trees, or applies only to grapes. There's one man, the Yamu, who says it applies only to grapes. All other trees, the fourth year, Yamu. There's another man, the Yamu, who says it applies to all trees. The expression Chazal used for that is neteh revai. Neteh Nun tes ayin, trees, plantings. Neter revai means all trees have a din revai. Kerem revai means only vineyards. Kerem only has a din revai. And there are a number of mishnayos where there's a machlekes amiroim if we should be gairis kerem revai or gairis neter revai. So tani kerem revai, tani neter revai. There's a machlekes whether to be gairis a lashon of kerem revai or neter revai, and that's what Tosis is referring to in the Tosis. So Shem, we're going to come back to that.